Welcome to episode 5 of Bartlock Digest with your host Christian Hawkins. Today is November 25th, 2018.
We would like to share a prayer for all of you who are fighting for free humanity. Pia Truth Radio brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com.
Welcome to DarkDocs.com, Dark Docs Digest, episode 5. Finally, we have all three of the Power Gloves combined with Brendan and Greg of ResistTyranny.com, Resist the Grove, out on the West Coast. I am your host, Christian Coffin, and happy belated Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you guys had a red pill, non-alt-right, non-racist Thanksgiving, where you red-pilled, but not like how Vice is saying, how they like to generalize everyone else who doesn't spend most of their time hanging around Planned Parenthood looking for single moms. How's Greg and Brendan doing?
Doing well. Pretty good, thanks. Man. I'm working on my third Thanksgiving here, so we're just doing a whole world tour. So it's been great. I've had plenty of time to chat with people about these things. But definitely, I don't believe I'm a white supremacist. I might have to double check on that, but so far, I don't see any proof. Sorry.
Well, some would argue if you have to double check, you're racist.
Well, then maybe I'm racist, I guess. There you go.
Oh, geez. Okay. Now they have the sound clip. Now they're going to Alex Jones you, and that's it. You're done.
That's right.
You haven't even started, and you're done.
That's okay.
Did you red pill anybody, like Greg?
No, I did not have to be honest with you.
Everyone was woke.
They're kind of silent, but yeah, they kind of get it, you know, but, they're not big Trump fans, so they don't like to open up any dialogue. So once they start talking about Trump, it's kind of like, oh boy, here we go again. But it doesn't even matter what I say. It'd just be the smallest little thing. Cause you know, this is time that I want to spend with my family, and I don't want to leave it on a bad note, you know, so it's kind of finding that proper balance of talking with people, but also making sure that I understand what their views are, what they're sensitive to, and if they're a white supremacist, I guess. I'm going to focus more on that in the coming
yeah,
years.
That's a great point, because everyone seems to always drop down to this binary thinking where it's, you either are a polite person and you don't talk about politics, religion, or money, or you know, circumcision, or anything, you know, of interest, or you're this unhinged racist uncle from the Boondocks or something. Where, I mean, it's so annoying when they always do this, because at the end of the day, we're all spectrum of different kind of personalities and stuff, and exactly, I think you can be informative but not overbearing, and bring things up when it's appropriate, and not just like shut up, slave. And if it's wanted, you can talk about it. And also, if you're talking about it and then someone walks up that you know that it's going to trigger them and they're going to get upset and make a scene, it's better to you know, move that conversation somewhere else or pick it up later on.
Who is this article geared to? I mean, it's so dumbed down.
The Vice article?
Yeah. I mean, really. Yeah, I mean, I'm 40 years old. You know, I know the red pill allegory. Am I just so separate from the really young crowd?
Yeah,
you are.
Yes, you are. I'm 35, so I'm 5 years, you know, ahead of you, behind you, whatever. So I'm the oldest millennial. You're not a millennial. You're actually, you know, outside of that realm where 83. I'm still kind of in that cusp where, like, I'm technically a millennial, but you know, boy, am I, you know, not one when you know me and see me and know my views and what I've been, where I've been, what I've seen, but. Then even my 30-year-old friends are on a different platform, and then the 25s are on a different, and the 20s. It's like this 5-year thing I've noticed anyway, you know, give or take. And frankly, because I'm annoyed, for example, when I got into the truth movement, right, I was doing all the graphics and stuff for federaljack.com back in I don't know, 08. And we had a Red Pill documentaries section, and I made all the thumbnails. It was very similar to Dark Docs, but it was the sidebar of federaljack.com at that time. And I would curate it. And, in fact, I made, you know, for the PDF documents, it looked like a bookshelf. So it was actually kind of fun thing we had back then. That was our Red Pill section of the site where, you know, we have the documents, we have the documentaries, we have the videos, we have analysis of the videos from different sources, you know, podcasts related to this, like JFK, whatever the hell it is, you know. And when this whole Trump thing happened, the whole QAnon, Trump, you know, red wave, Republican, yada, yada, they co-opted it. Because now red means Republican and great job. So now everyone's further binarily programmed towards this blue versus red bullshit. And go figure, the other pill, of course, is blue. So it's like now it means you're either a Democrat or a Republican. When back in my day, you know, 10 years ago, it was, no, it had nothing to do with Republican. In fact, everyone that was talking about red pill back in, when The Matrix came out and all that, We Are Change, Federal Jack, and all those other groups that are around at the time, we were all libertarian or independent or anarchist, definitely not Republican, definitely not conservative. So I think it's interesting how now 10 years later, here we are 10 years older, as a people and as a movement, as multiple fractured movements that have come and gone, red pill means Republican, conservative. You know, and then some of them, they act pretty neoconservative, and it's like, I'm not joining the fucking Death Star. What the fuck is this? We're rebels, man. We're supposed to be rebels. We're fighting the Grove. We're fighting tyranny. We're fighting the Patriot Act. We're fighting the Department of Homeland Security. And I mean, even like, you know, I love No Agenda Show, Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, but like, they are very pro immigration and customs enforcement when it's like, we've been investigating him for 10 years and boy, do we have a lot of crime. It shouldn't, yeah. We need less federal agencies. We need less federal government for that matter. We need national sovereignty. So that's the saving grace for Trump in my eyes is that I like what he said at the UN, at the United Nations about, you know, being against globalist agendas, against removal of national sovereignty. That's what we've been fighting for. That's what Ron Paul was fighting for. I know I went off on a tangent there, so you guys can either pick up that ball and continue with it, or we can change topics. We have a lot to talk about today.
I got a red pill. So, Vice, you know, in that article, it says that the red pill is to convene the other white people that, you know, we're better than others. But
yeah.
Vice itself was formed by Gavin McGinnis, right?
Yes, and I have an article about him, in fact,
exactly.
Which we'll talk about from the Huffington Post. So he jumped ship.
Unbelievable.
Coward. Snake oil salesmen and carpetbaggers, that's what they are. They come in, they co-opt existing movements, give them nice polo T-shirts, and then get out of town.
Yeah.
Hold on, there it is.
That's
yep,
what
they always try to. They always try to keep us in these little groups. They're trying to keep us to where we have to identify with the Republicans. You know, we have to identify with a certain group. When
yeah.
we're just kind of like, you know what, we're not really in. I'm not really into that stuff. You know.
No, exactly. Like, we are the Dark Ducks Network as much as I'm part of We Are Change, as much as I'm part of Anonymous, which, you know,
I want
yeah.
that sound clip. Yeah.
let's timestamp that. That's going to be at the beginning of the show. but exactly, it's where you can be a part of whatever you want to be a part of unless that is a society or a secret society that has rules and handshakes and levels of, like, we have no military levels of management. You're not above me, I'm not above you. We can, like, argue, but we never do, because why? You know, it seems like whenever there's a power structure, that's when you start to, oh, well, I need to come up, you know, I need to keep up with the Joneses. I need to be staff sergeant. I need to, you know, get that promotion. And when we're just all kind of working together, without any governance, without any hierarchy, management. Here we are. We're here. Being the actors, the masterminds, the producers of a show here. Easy.
And that's why they can't stop us. That's why they will never be able to stop us.
And most people are like, well, then who's paying the bills and this and that? And that's one thing I do like about that No Agenda show is that they, the producers are the listeners, and then they get to write. The more money you donate, they'll read your letters, and then you become a part of the thing. So it's this kind of, it's the network. It's a living, breathing thing. And I think that's kind of what we're doing here, where we're just shooting links back and forth. Ooh, that's all. In fact, I have to go through all the stuff Brendan has emailed Dark Duck, at darkduck.com. Because it's just me. It's just me making the thumbnails and putting stuff up there. And because I don't want to trust anyone. I'd probably trust you guys, but you guys are busy doing other great things and bringing me resources to put up there. So I have one or two people that have had interest that have been emailing us. I've given one or two of them an assignment, and they've yet to get back to me, so I'm calling you out as a douchebag. get back to where, like, I have a whole Scientology section, for example. I spent about 2 weeks watching all of these fucking Scientology documentaries and downloading them, and I have them all uploaded to the server and a whole section, and I just need thumbnails with custom artwork in order to propagate that section, and now, boom, we have a Scientology page with all these downloadable documentaries, podcasts, and stuff. Really, I mean, I dive down that rabbit hole deep. I was awake. You know when you're just pounding coffee and you kind of stink and it's 6, the sun's coming up and you're like, oh, fuck, I have 3 more hours of videos to look through. You know, you've been there.
And, that's my favorite time of the day.
Right? That's when you're most alive. No, I can't say that. Most alive is being out. I've been out on the land a lot lately. That we bought, you know, just working with a machete, got some power tools and stuff. I built a bridge the creek out there. That's the real
shit.
Wow. I'm gonna plug it, and they're not even paying me, but I'm gonna send them the link, and they barter, so they might take some money off of our mortgage. BeAManBuyLand.com. Are you offended by that? Are you a woman? Well then, be a woman. Buyland.com. If you're a landlovinglady.com, they have all three of those domains. It's hilarious. And it's literally, they buy properties for cheap from tax auctions, and then they sell it for like 10 times the amount of money, which is still really cheap. We got a little under 5 acres for a little under $30,000 for 10 years, 6% flat rate interest, no banks, no credit checks. And it's all owner finance. They barter. As long as they don't have to feed it, you can take it and put it towards your mortgage, an ATV, a truck, a RV, whatever. Planks of wood, some gold, they'll take it. And, we bought some land out in Cocoa, and it's gorgeous. And it's wild out there. There's wild boar, wild packs of dogs. I'm out there just with my shotgun, and no one's around. You just hear fully automatics going off in the distance. It's America, you know. There's like clay discs and shotgun shells down the thoroughfare. I mean, that's what it's really about. But when I'm not doing that, I like being an info warrior in front of my screen, clacking away and spreading truth with these guys. Anything else you guys wanted to mention about that Vice article before I vomit and we can move on?
I'm good.
All right, awesome. So I guess we'll go, you brought up Gavin, Huffington Post, which is a very news source. They're very slanted. They've been known to kind of share some stuff that's like not really fact-checked. And by the way, caveat, Dark Duck's Facebook, I want everyone to know the rules. I don't fact-check anything that goes onto that thing. I send it out there, and you guys are the trolls. And you need to fact check false, anything and show sources so that way I can come back and look at your work and then I'll editorialize and be like, yeah, so deemed false and I'll give you a call out for the research. So that's the network. But these guys are supposed to be a news source, and when they post stuff, it's supposed to be official. and you know, whatever. But they actually have a video of this Gavin guy, and we'll play the clip on the show. We don't have to play it now. But he gave a 36-minute YouTube video where he is, I am told by my legal team and law enforcement that this gesture could help alleviate their sentencing. So he's jumping ship. He's getting out of, he's no longer the leader of the Proud Boys. And from the get-go, I thought that this whole operation, I don't like it when people have uniforms, and I've said it from the beginning. Once you start dressing alike and you have the same haircut, it's too culty. It's too like a, they actually talked about an American Horror Story cult, a very similar thing. So they knew that this was coming. And I don't, do you guys think that this whole thing is a false flag? Is this guy Gavin a shill? What do you guys think?
I think it's a little early for me to tell, but I think I'm kind of like you. I've had my doubts about this guy. I really have my doubts whenever anybody comes out of nowhere, they get really popular and then they just kind of fade off. We've seen this happen. This is a program and this guy does fit that program. I definitely think there's something weird here. I actually think he's not helping them. I actually think he would actually help them more by standing up for them instead of trying to distance himself from them. That I don't really get. So, I mean, or just be truthful and say, you know what, this is not what the Proud Boys should be about. But now, I mean, the fact that he's stepping down just kind of makes everybody look guilty.
Yeah, it looks bad. And I think you're right. If he was a shill, in my opinion, if he was on payroll or he's just, you know, an unhinged guy that had a handler, kind of like a Lee Harvey Oswald kind of character, then you're right. He would stay the course and then maybe become the next Hitler or something. I mean, it seems like that's what he was grooming himself to be with this this outfit kind of thing. It's a very alt-right, and they got it from the Nazis, where if you're trying to be official and you're trying to rise up in power, what do? You dress how they do. Nice suit, put together, nice grooming. You know, he had this, like, very old-fashioned beard, but very well-groomed, nice designer glasses. The haircut is the most important thing, and a part to the side is, like, is very fascist, you know, and that's, you know, that was the look. That's the look he was going for. I'm not saying he was racist. He probably was. I'm not sure. I don't know. But the whole point of they're openly chauvinist, which of course is sexist, women in the kitchen kind of nonsense. You know, it's the Proud Boys, not proud. There's no Proud Girls. And that's, you know, why a lot of like the incels and that spectrum of just kind of like, you know, repressed, angry, young, kind of privileged, you know, kind of Caucasian frustration comes from. And then for them to, I mean, we're very urban. You know, you're out there on the coast. I'm down here in Florida, which is a big melting pot. But, you know, you go deep enough when you actually go to the middle America, it's a whole lot of nothing, and there's a whole lot of people that you're not meeting, and they meet in secret because they're ashamed of themselves and everything else, and that's what white supremacist groups have always been, just kind of these losers living in the hills, you know, and they don't have to see, I don't have to see them that way. I'm a person that judges people by their actions, not their skin color, not their what's between their legs, what they feel comfortable being, you know, whatever. I don't fucking care. As long as you're a decent human, what's your output? What are you doing to help people? And, but anyways, tangent there. Yeah, I think that this guy is, he was in a punk band. A friend of mine, the lead singer of A Killing Tradition, Bobby Butcher, he's a Canadian. They're both Canadian. And in the Canadian punk rock scene back in the early 90s, he had this band, and he sent me a video. He's the lead singer of this band, and he had this, like, big fake dick on stage, and he circumcises it. It's an uncircumcised, it starts off uncircumcised, then they get a knife, and it's all made out of foam and shit. But this thing, it's like a guar kind of ordeal where you have this, like, wow, kind of cartoonish thing going on. And I was like, this is very fucking odd. And, I mean, the music actually wasn't that bad. It was kind of like a Black Flag kind of, you know, I've heard worse. So it's a, but, yeah, it was just a very odd thing. And I'm like, so then he co-founded Vice Media and then did this whole very investigative journalism. In the early days, they were kind of cool, you know? And they've totally gone off the rails, and now they're just like this weird bizarro thing that that definitely has a very damaging agenda. And then he separated himself. Well, it's like a breakup story where, you know, if you listen to the Gavin, he's like, oh no, like, I parted ways with them, you know, I wanted to do other things. Where Vice is like, no, we kicked them out. So, I don't know. What do you think, Greg? What's your take?
I still think there is a 50-50 shot that this guy, you know, was trying to really start something good, and it just kind of failed. But when I hear these stories, like what you're telling me, when I actually research it, the more it just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem like this was a good idea. Why create this group? I don't understand it, you know. And then with Vice, it's like it's even weirder. Go ahead.
I think the optics are very interesting. He went from co-founding Vice to, creating the group, which he calls a gang, on multiple interviews. That Huffington Post article, that video that they have in there, it's interesting. It's the Huffington Post is like kind of got this video thing going on. It looks like it's a ripoff of Alex Jones even. You know, you got this big monitor in the background, and you got some loud person in front of it.
Do you think it's Huffington Post, or do you think Gavin produced this?
I think
InfoWars. Oh, yeah.
I think
it's totally
Huffington
produced,
Post. Or I don't know, but yeah, maybe. I mean, because he goes to say that.
You're talking
about
36-minute clip?
I'm talking about inside that Huffington Post article.
Yeah.
There's
it looks
this,
like that. Looks like
there's
the lady
this loud
the Young Turks
lady.
It's actually
yeah,
it's
oh,
a Young Turks lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even notice that because there was an ad going. Oh, that's so fucking annoying.
She,
I hate these ads.
She goes
I was trying to censor her. I couldn't do it over here.
She goes on to show him do all these quotes about how violent they are, and he says stuff like, "We will kill you, we will assassinate you," and all this
what?
Stuff. Yeah, and then so the optics are there, so that's like him saying that stuff, and then he pulls out after the federal government says that they're a terrorist organization, you know? So
yeah,
he set it up, he played the perfect front man with his costume, and his vitriol and his hubris, and and they did that classification, and then he's stepping out. So what's going to happen next? And that makes me also want to talk about that whole Anonymous ratting people out for
they were going against was it the Proud Boys? No, it was the QAnon.
Yeah, so it's like
QAnon versus QAnon. How about that?
Yeah, it's bizarre, and it's all propaganda. I'm pretty sure.
Whether or not someone within any of those organizations, which again, how can you be within Anonymous when the whole point of it is it's everyone and no one, so that anyone can say that they are part of it, and they're not wrong. So it's like a non-statement kind of thing. This whole QAnon thing, I think it's really interesting, and I'm rooting for it. You know, I went to the gas station and I purchased a lottery ticket for it. You know, I'm betting on it. I don't have enough hard intel for me to be like, yeah, this is happening. I don't have any like sources within military intelligence, which is like the narrative that, you know, they put Trump in office and he's going after Pizzagate. It just sounds like a fucking, like, Disney fairy. That's some bullshit. Like, if that's the truth, like, I will say
that I'm pretty happy with the Bohemian Grove, you know, posted all the photos and stuff. I don't know. Was that through a Q thing? Do you know what I'm referring to?
Well, yeah. Here's, yeah, okay, so we do have an inside source who is currently remaining nameless, but he is going to be coming on to the show soon. We've all been talking to him, and you know what I'm talking about. Which, by the way, he just sent me some Bohemian Grove T-shirts so in the mail, and thank you for that. That was really awesome. There's one that has the weaving spiders come out here, circle with, like, the belt. You know what I'm talking about? It's, like...
Very nice. Wow.
Yeah. It's, like, the seal. There's one of those, and then there's one, just, like,
one
with the owl, the logo, and then it says Bohemian Grove. And we're actually... What we decided to do with them is I'm not going to keep them. I almost thought, like, I'll keep them. You know, it's kind of a cool thing. But I'm actually going to add to them. I'm going to screen print Sacred Owl's graffiti all over them. And up front and back on the arms and shit. And then they're going to be one of a kind. There's only one of each. One's large, one's extra large. And then that's it. They're going to be $30 each. And it's going to be a one-off. If you have it, it's one of a kind. And nice. So we're going to be offering that, you know, for Christmas, along with our new Sacred Owls. We Are Here to Save the World DVD, which is going to have Brendan and Greg from the spy cam footage at the Bohemian Grove, at the gates of the Bohemian Grove on the day of the cremation of care, along with the rest of the tour. The full government-sponsored terrorism album with a music video for every single song in order so you can watch the album, all 12 songs. There's a live video of our four songs in Tales of Terror. And there's even a mini Sacred Owls documentary that was made by a Full Sail University film student. There was a film student project. They actually did a pretty good job, so all that's going to be on the DVD. So I'm actually working on that this week. It's pretty exciting. Greg Fernandez Jr., check him out on his website, gregfernandezjr.com. Brendan, resisttyranny.com, Resist the Grove on Facebook. And tune in next week. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Later, guys.
Stay safe.
Your financial support for this broadcast is crucial to keep bringing you these valuable broadcasts. Your Truth Radio brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. We hope that the information you receive is beneficial to your quest for truth and justice. Please visit us online at darkbox.com to download shows, movies, other podcasts, media documents, music and much more for free. No advertisements, no sign-up, no terms of use. No censorship, no control. This is information warfare. This is the end of the transmission.